All right. If you would open up your Bibles with me to 3 John. I had quite a treat for us this morning. I think some of you are going to be pretty happy with me. Before I get started, though, we do have teachers training this afternoon. For those who might not be able to make it, please check in with Pastor James. Now, some of you who've been here for a while are going to love this one. You ready? Pastor Gary, I need to appeal to you. Could you please come up? I didn't tell him I was calling him up, y'all.
You know, the Bible says something about getting even.
I appealed. But we usually talk about India around this time every year. And I didn't want to mess it up. But so I thought I would just ask you a few questions and share with the body. Some of you are new. Some of you are coming about Robinson and Molly, India mission. We have Omar and Javon. Is that how I pronounce it? And then after Pastor Gary comes up, I'm going to call Miss Diane up because she's the one that heads up the Valentines, and it gives the kids an opportunity. But with India, so how did all that start? Wasn't it you and Josh? And was it Don? Did y'all travel over there?
Yeah, we actually, we had gotten word that there was a school, SciEx, in Bangalore. And it was a university. Mm-hmm. And actually, it was established by Dr. Houghton, who had gotten his PhD in Cal State or something, but was a strong believer in, and wanted to be a spiritual school.
Yeah.
In which they trained in as well in the arts, trained in things like the Bible. Okay. So he established that, and it had been, I mean, it's a pretty large university over there. And actually, many of the dignitaries of India go to SciEx, is the name of the university. So so we heard about SciEx, and, you know, we were kind of being drawn because my oldest son said, Dad, you got to see this school. They are training men to go into the ministry.
Josh always finds things like that.
Yeah. So he says, why don't you go over with him? Because he'd already been over there. He'd been traveling with an evangelist for about a year at that time. So I said, okay, we'll go over there. And we took some guys with us, and we took some money with us because our thought was we're not just going to go over for a tour. We're going to see how the Lord directs, and maybe we can help some of these young men that are going to the ministry. Maybe we can help them in some way. So so anyway, we talked to Dr. Houghton and the different ones, and we interviewed about 10 of the young men that were graduating that time and wanting to go into ministry. And one of them was Robinson.
Right.
And so through the process of interviewing, you know, every one of them had a desire to go out and minister where they had been. But Robinson was just on fire.
Right.
And he came from the Sikhs tribe. And so his desire was to go back to the Sikhs and to begin to hopefully train men of God to because at that time there were actually some men that were preaching in churches, but they'd never been trained in the Bible. And so his desire was to see them trained. So
a lot like Paul and Barnabas would have done when the church went to Antioch.
Okay.
And they sent
so
them
every
out.
One of the people that we interviewed, we gave them a sizable amount of money to help them on their ministry.
Right.
We went home, came home, and we kept getting this email from Robinson. And it wasn't like he was asking for money. It was just he was just letting us know, you know, how excited he was about the ministry and things like that.
He built a relationship.
We'd built a relationship with him. And shortly after that, he had married Molly, who was she got her master's in psychology there.
And she went to SciEx as well.
So, which is interesting because they actually spoke two different languages.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think there are, 400 different languages in India?
I think Michelle and I speak two different languages, too.
So they communicated. They communicated a lot in English, to each other. But anyway, so so within about a year or two, we got a message that Molly had contracted this disease, and it seemed like if she didn't get some sort of help, she was going to die.
It seemed to me like it was definitely illness.
Yeah. So I told the guys, I said, look, if we're ever thinking about supporting them, this is the time.
Now's the time.
And so we took them on in full support.
When was that? 2005, 2006?
Now, don't ask me dates.
Okay. No idea. But it's been a long time.
Yeah. So from there, he began to establish the Family Bible School. We never asked him to name it Family Bible, but
you were just supporting him,
right?
And then he
but
started.
I told him right from the start. I said, we're supporting you. We're not we're not trying to build an institution. We're not trying to build, great things over here. I said, but we're supporting you. Mm-hmm. So he says, do you mind if I use the money for this? I said, it's up to you. Because I got to know Robinson well enough to where, I could trust him. I mean, I saw his heart and his desire. So we had this communication with him, and then after a while, he goes. Well, we finished our first 2 years, and I have 200 graduates.
Graduation.
And so,
you had
so,
to go.
So I said, so what do you want me to do? He says, I want you to come over.
Come over.
And and write out the certificates and everything. So I told Connie, I said, the Lord has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Because I don't like crowds.
Yeah.
And of course, India. and then I don't like my picture taken. And every one of the Indians who graduated wanted my picture taken with them, with their family, with their kids, with their dogs. I mean, just everything. So,
I'm enjoying today.
I was walking in one house one day, and I go, that's my picture on their wall.
Caucasian guy.
Yeah. I blend in. It just.
And he doesn't always smile in pictures either.
Yeah. Connie says, you need to smile. I said, I am.
I'm trying.
within the next year, 300, maybe 500
they just
graduated.
Kept rolling.
Within a couple of years, because about every 2 years he would graduate.
I think by then, that's when I started coming to church here.
Yeah, probably.
And it just kept growing and growing. And he was traveling everywhere too.
And then when we had graduate, the church probably knows this. We were actually paying for not only the graduation but the meal.
The meal.
And when I say a meal, we're paying for like 1,000 to 1,500 people because they're bringing their family.
Yeah.
So it's not just the graduates; it's the family. Mm-hmm. But so it was a pretty big event. But as time went on, I said, Robinson. This school needs to be under the auspice of a church. Mm-hmm. And I said, it's not enough for it to be under the auspice of our church. We're so distant.
Right.
I said, it would be good for you to establish a church here.
Which goes back to Paul being sent out, Antioch overseeing.
Right. And that's when they established a Family Bible Church.
And we watched them build that.
Yeah.
It was a cornfield.
Yeah. Well, sugarcane.
Sugarcane. That's
mm-hmm.
okay.
Sugarcane. So
they got the church, and then other faithful men started coming, and that's when the two brothers came on staff as well. And so, but we're their sole support.
Sole support.
And I know that's usually a point that we try to make each year when we start bringing up this time of year when Miss Diane, the Lord put, and I'm going to call her up here in a second, but thank you, Pastor Gary.
Hey, let me just say this. Yes. In the church that was built, of course, the house that they have, they still have an apartment for me up on their
roof.
Yeah,
it's your suite.
Yeah, so, all of those things you folks have actually built.
Right.
Even the vehicle that they drive.
Recently we purchased them a vehicle.
Right.
But we got to be a part of that.
Which really helps because, having three or four people on a scooter is not real safe.
Yeah. Thank you. That was a real treat. I don't always get to have him up here at the same time. Appreciate you guys letting us enjoy that time. Miss Diane, I'm going to call you up now. So what made you want to start doing the Valentine's ministry?
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. Okay, many years ago, Pastor Gary broke us up into different groups and Mine, of course, was Sunday school class, and he said, we want to think of ways that each of the individual groups, whether it be the teens or the choir, or to raise money for the missionaries. And I was like, I got these little kids, you know, how are we going to make money? We can't make money. So one of the things that the Lord laid on my heart, and just if you don't know, our church is full of chocoholics.
Now you're uncovering.
Yeah, it proofs in the pudding
I
back there.
I deserve it. I called him up without
but
him
this knowing. Is one of my favorite times of the year because we get to minister to our church families as well as our missionaries at the same time. And so first I'm going to present a rhetorical question. So does anyone know why we have the candy box back there? Some of you are thinking, sugar rush. No. Okay, each piece of candy has a sticker on it, and it says one of the missionaries that we have over in India under the auspice of Robinson and their church. And so, and this, I didn't mean to call her out, and I didn't have it written down, but I saw Michelle teaching Sammy to pray for the person on the sticker, and I was so encouraged because I realized not all of our little guys know how to read. So if they're getting that candy, I'm imploring you to teach them how to pray. So each piece of candy is an opportunity to share in the ministry that of the missionaries that we support. I had written something about Robinson. You know, they're men and women who share the gospel in their own villages, and sometimes they're very remote villages. And their names and their pictures are right near the candy box. So if you ever want to even see their names and what they look like, you can go back there.
And we have other pictures, too, around the church as well. You can see the church being built. You can see the families. And we used to have some back there, but I know we have some back there as well. So.
And I just wanted to say that it's not easy to share the gospel in other countries as it is here. And they face some very harsh opposition. So please be praying for them. Now, the candy is twofold. First, the money goes to the missionaries in their home countries, but even more importantly, it is that opportunity to pray. Secondly, I love February because it gives our church body an opportunity to minister to our brethren while supporting these men and women to share the gospel over in India. So starting today and for all of February, you can sign up to send scripture-based Valentines to the members of our congregation. So all the money that's given, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, so there's not a price per or an amount per Valentine. It's what the Lord lays on your heart to give to the missionaries.
Now, they just mark that and they can put it in the offering plate.
Yes, and just put on your check Valentines or Missions Valentines. Okay. And if you're putting money, please put it in an envelope and put Valentines on it. I had 3 John verses 5 through 8, and I know that Pastor Josh was going to share that, but we become fellow partakers in the ministry as we support, and some of you are saying, I don't have any money, and we don't need your money. Can you pray? That's what's most important. And then I don't want anyone to feel pressure to take part, like, oh, if I don't give, then they're going to look. No. God loves a cheerful giver, so we don't want to give grudgingly or under compulsion or Miss Diane's going to look at me weird. No way. Because no one sees who signs up per se. So there are little pieces of paper in front of the pink heart bag in the back so that you won't get it confused with the couples conference that's coming up. Pink hearts, the little bag back there. There are strips of paper, and it says very clearly on there, you're going to put your name. Then you're going to put who you want to give it to, who you want the Valentines to be sent out to. And then, more importantly, a verse. If you do not choose a verse, that's okay. I have a long list of verses, such as Romans 12:10. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. And each of the Valentines will have a scripture verse on them. And you'll see my Sunday school class, as well as we're going to incorporate our teenagers to help us because our class is small, and maybe you didn't know that, but hello, to help the younger ones. It's such a great time of the year, because as we're filling out these Valentines, and I don't do it by myself, women come over to my home, and we fill them out, we cut them, and then the little guys hand them out. I get to know all the new members who, like, I don't know, there's like one gentleman, I can't even put his face with him. But as I'm learning, so are the children. And what a blessing to have these little guys learn about the older people in our church. And, you know, I didn't even know who that was. And so we don't ever put anybody on a back burner. If anyone has any questions or would like to help volunteer, please see me in between services or after second service. And one last note, if you receive a Valentine and your name is spelled wrong, like if it says Diana, but your name's Diane, please let me know. Otherwise, it's going to be cemented in my head for 50 years. So if I've spelled your name wrong, do not be afraid to come and tell me, because we keep a list, and I really do want to know how to properly spell your name. So what a great opportunity, and I know I talk really fast. I'm from New Jersey. But if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to come to me in between services.
You gotta give me a hug,
okay,
too. Thank you. Glad you're back and feeling better.
Love you.
So it is a fun time of year, and you get to see the kids. If you've been here before, you've seen it. The young kids, they will run around, and it's an opportunity for these young ones to serve and to see the joy that God gives them as they serve. We're really thankful for that. As Diane was saying, there's multifaceted things that go on. So she's getting together with some of the sisters in the church, and they're writing your names down, and they're praying for you, and you can just see different things that God is doing. These are opportunities to serve and an opportunity to care for one another. I'd like to leave you with 3 John today, verse 5. Beloved, you are acting faithfully in whatever you accomplish for the brethren, and especially when they are strangers. So I've never met Robinson and Molly. The only way I know them is through Pastor Gary. But the testimonies that Pastor Gary has shared with me has knit my heart together with them at this time because of Christ Jesus. And verse 6, and they have testified to your love before the church. So many times Robinson and Molly will begin to write back and how thankful and the love that they have for us here. We've never met them before, but they testify of our love. They've testified to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. So that's a part of supporting them. Like when Pastor Gary was sharing, all of the young men that they met with, I thought it was great integrity that they still ministered to every one of those young men in some way as they were bidding them farewell as they embarked on the ministry God had given them. And then verse 7, this is a key one. For they went out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. They don't accept anything from the world. We are Family Bible, their sole support of Robinson and Molly and Amar and Javon as well, the two brothers that have now come on staff with their families. And so it says, therefore, so they're only receiving that from the church, not from the world. And I've seen many ministries in the United States. They will take from the world, but then there's always an influence that comes in somewhere. Verse 8, therefore we ought to support such men so that we may be fellow workers with the truth. It may not be until we all get to heaven that we get to hear the great testimonies that Robinson and Molly get to share with us and how God was working over there in India. But I look forward to that time. But the Lord gives us an opportunity through verses like these with India to be fellow workers and to support such men that go out for the sake of the name. And I'm just very thankful for that opportunity. So God gives us opportunities. Just to leave you, support such men as these. The children get to serve, and then we get to see the joy it gives these young people as well as they're serving in the body. I just appreciate all their smiling faces. So shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank you for your word. Your word gives us direction. We in the flesh, Lord, we can be people that we put our trust in our money. And we're not, there may be some of us, Lord, some people have a generous bone. Others don't. So Lord, it's through this direction that we see in your word that we go, okay, Lord, I see your heart. I see your direction. I want to obey you. I want to follow you. I want to please you. So, Lord, thank you for your word. May we all have a heart that reads such scriptures and say, okay, God, that's the kind of heart I want to have. So, Lord, may you just keep that heart in us as a church that desires to please you, honor you, and to be those that support those that go out for your name and your name alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.